Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
What do you want to do, Ray?
I don't know. You're watching porn over there.
I wish I was watching porn over here. It would be a lot better than doing this show.
106.5, the end.
Who are the people in your neighborhood?
Hey, shout out real fast to Wake Up Call listener Brittany. She is one of the five people that listen to this show. Thank you, Brittany.
There used to be six, but...
Yeah. So Brittany lives behind the radio station. She lives... Let me rephrase that. She lives in a house behind the radio station, right? And every once in a while, she'll message us on Instagram or she'll text in and she'll be like, hey, you guys sound like you're having a good time over there. We love Brittany. She listens all the time. I think Brittany was trying to have a little fun with us this morning because I was the first one here, straight up 5 o'clock. And I pull into the parking lot and I park in the parking spot and I look up and it looks like there is a very large gentleman looking over the fence.
Yes, it does.
Watching the parking lot. Now,
wearing a baseball cap.
Right.
Maybe a mask.
Okay.
And some sort of button-up shirt. It's a dummy.
Yeah.
Right. It looks like it's one of those rock'em, sock'em, big dummy things that you beat up, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what those are
called. It's like just a torso, shoulder, and head.
Right. And we're off Madison, which...
is already crime ready.
It's already pretty seedy as it is. So this morning, I pull up, I look up, and I see what looks like this guy looking into the parking lot.
Right, because it is facing
us.
Us.
It's on the other side of a fence.
Tall enough to get the top of his shoulders and his head.
If you want to see what we're talking about, by the way, text the word dummy, D-U-M-M-Y, to 73389. Just text it, because it doesn't do it justice to hear us describe it.
Sure.
It's very chilling to see.
Right. So I see this dummy there, and I'm like, that could be a person, could be a dummy. It's a 50-50 shot, but I need to get into the building, right?
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and just wait in my car. And so I open the door, and I see him, and I was like, hey, man, just to acknowledge, like, I see you. I know you see me because you're staring at me. Didn't make a noise, didn't move, and I'm like, it's a dummy. See you later.
So you knew right away.
I knew right away.
Okay, now here's Katie's reaction, and then we'll get to mine.
Yeah. Okay, I pulled up, opened my door, saw him. I sat there with my door half open for over 30 seconds, okay? Then I closed my door, and then was like, oh my God, the overhead lights are on. I do hope they go out soon. Please go out soon. Please go out soon. Then finally, it was like, okay, I am in the safety of my car in the darkness, so now I'm watching him. Okay, he's not moving. There's some weird characters around here, so it could be somebody just deciding not to move.
Sure.
Remember, it wasn't that long ago that a homeless man murdered somebody with a mace.
Right.
Right over there.
Right.
Really?
Yes. Remember what, you know what a mace is?
Yeah.
Like a medieval spiked ball on a stick? Yeah, killed her. Killed her right in the head.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago that there was some homeless guy passed out on the steps.
On the steps behind, like,
in
right
front of the door. Where we had to call the police.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So there you go. There's evidence to what she said.
Right.
So I call Kevin. Kevin does not answer. So I call Rain.
You gotta text him. He doesn't answer. He doesn't pick up.
Yeah, okay. He hates answering.
So I call Rain. Rain answers the phone by saying, that's not a real man out there.
Exactly. I knew that's why she was calling.
I said, can you still come out here and walk me in? Because I'm like super freaked out now. He chuckles, says, I'll be right there. can see him in his office from where I park.
Yeah.
Didn't move a muscle.
You know why? Because Kevin heard our conversation and he laughed. And I was like, Kevin, will you go get her, please?
So you sent Kevin out?
Yes.
Nobody came out. Kevin thought I was in the front of the building.
Wait, he didn't get you?
No.
What?
I had to walk in by myself.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
By the way, text the word dummy, D-U-M-M-Y, to 73389.
It's so creepy.
Okay, so Gavin, what was your reaction?
Okay, so I pull in, get out of my car, walk into the building.
Mm-hmm. That was it?
Didn't even notice him. Didn't see him. And I'm usually, I lived in New York City for years.
It doesn't show.
I'm usually pretty, like, good about, like, recognizing possible threats in my environment. Didn't notice him coming in. Possibly because I'm blinded with depression because I'm listening to the news as I'm driving into work. And then I come in here and, you know, I'm coming in the studio and we do our morning routine where we wipe everything down and all that stuff. And then Katie goes, "Did you see that guy?" And I go, "What are you talking about?" And then she shows me and I'm looking at him through the window and she doesn't tell me it's a dummy. And I was just like, what am I looking at? He can see us. He can see us.
Right. And so Gavin moved out of the way of the window so that he couldn't see us. And then he goes, "How long has he been out there?" And I go, "He's not real." And he was like, "Oh, okay."
So, Brittany, our adorable little neighbor that lives behind us.
You got us.
You got us good. Ugh. And F you.
Yeah.
If you want to see a picture of this dummy, you can text the word dummy to 73389.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.